Okay. So, may I first have your name?
Dina.
Dina. Okay. Do you want to say anything about yourself?
I'm awesome. I'm 52. I've been in Milwaukee my whole life. I'm a grandma. That's about it.
Great. So just now, so you put the the scale in this position.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, like, if you giving a number to it for zero, that will be very distrust, and then for 10, that will be very trust. Which number will you choose?
Like a 5 or a 6. You know, I don't trust the whole process, but I still vote every year, so I can't be that distrustful.
Okay. So it's like a little bit
towards distrust. Yes, okay. Correct. Yes. I do not have that much faith in the process, but I still, you know, do the process.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are there any stories you can share why you choose that position, why you choose 6?
Well, I have no faith that what I vote is really going to matter. It's like the general population really doesn't have that big of a say-so when it comes to voting. Now, if you protest, I think that causes a bigger reaction than actually voting.
Okay. So what do you think that will be the ideal position or ideal score people should have for voting?
I think they should have mixed feelings. I think that they should still vote, like I do, but they should want to change the rules, want to change the system, do something where it's a little bit more fair to us, not to the politicians.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So do you think, any like procedure or any practice in mind that you think can prove the trust?
No, I really have no clue. I haven't really studied it very much. I just know from how I feel. But I don't know. If I knew something that I thought would change it, I would definitely be a huge advocate. So if they invent something to change this, I'll be 100% behind them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Wow. So